look at that. Look at more of it, but I'm not going to spend much time on it because I want to get to the. I want to start getting to the Shabbos parts. So I hope within a couple of days, let's say Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, coming back, maybe even Monday and Tuesday, to finish up until Misasai. Okay, so you should be ready for Misasai. Oh, okay. One other thing before Misasai. Ovid Me'ava Me'ira, since it's here and since it's so basic. So Ovid Me'ava Me'ira, just look at the Rishonim al Atar. Rashi and Tosis, Rabban and the Chidush Aran, printed Chidush Aran, I mean. And Ovid Me'ava Me'ira, also the parallel Tosis in Sanhedrin. Samach Aleph of the Beis, and of course the Rambam and the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Per Gimel Halacha Vav, and the question whether or not Onus is poter you when you violate your Harei Kol Yavor, just part of the issue. Just the Rambam in also the Rambam Sheet in Perakei Yachas Asari Torah. I think it's like Perak Aleph, Perak Hey rather Halacha. Very quickly, it's really kind of about to start from the beginning of the parak called Beis Shalom Tzuvah Kiddush Hashem. So do Perak Hey Halacha Aleph through, I guess through Ches. Okay, that's on that topic. Then comes Misasek. So Misasek is a big topic. Let me give you the following. The sugya here, I'm based on the base. Through Ayin Gimel Dal, through the Mishnah. The Gemara Krisus, Yud Tesod Aleph, the Mishnah, Ba Pratam Sasek, we already read that Mishnah earlier in the year. That's the same Mishnah of Yudhiya Sakhet, but I'm interested in from the Masasek point of view right now. The Gemara Yud Tesod, the base through Chaf Amud Aleph, Amar Nachman Amar Shmuel, until Achurei Nami Lama Acher. The parallel Gemara in Sanhedrin to our Gemara here in Shabbos, Samach Beis on the base. The Gemara in Shabbos, Tzadi Zayin Mebeis, the parallel in Bachan Bachabav Mebeis, and the Gemara in Shavuos, Tap Yud Tes Omer Aleph. These are pretty much the main Gemaras about Misasek. Now, so the Rishonim, so Rashi, of course, in Rashi in Shabbos, I am Beis, and in Shavuos, Yud Tes Omer Aleph, I increase this. Rashi in all places. And Tosis in the Rabban, you'll see it's very familiar to think some things we've already done. Tosis and the Ramban against Rashi, here in our sugya already, and Shavuos. The Chiddush Aran Dir Masla Lachtoch, Dir Masla Niskavein. The real Chiddush HaRitva, the Masada of Kuk Chiddush HaRitva, in other words, Ein Gimel Aval Dir Masla Niskavein, Aval and Aval, two Avals, in other words. Also compare the Meiri, page 263, and Rabbeinu Yonasan, Milonil, in Shita Mekubetzes Bava Kama, Chaf, Vav on the base, Divra Masla Niskave. Okay. The Bali Tosas have a famous Shita about two types of Misase that appears here, in Tosas on Ayin Base on the base, and again Tosas on Ayin Hei Amud Aleph, Divra Masla Misase. You should read through that little Gemara in Ayin Hei Amud Aleph. And again, here's in Tosin Ksubas, Heyman Beis, Dir Masl Imtim Salomar. And if you get a chance, you should also look at the Tosa Rosh in Ksubas. And that same Tosa, Heyman Beis. And also Tosin Sanhedrin, Samach Beis on Beis, Dir Masl Agbiya. And Tosin Shavuos, Yud Tesam Aleph. And the Rashash, also in Shavuos, Yud Tesam Aleph. Also look at the Rambam. In Krisos, in Perish Mishnayos, Yud Tes Omer Aleph, and in the following places, Hilchos Shkagos, Beis Zion, Zion Yud Aleph, also in Shkagos, in Hilchos Shabbos, Perak Aleph, Ches through Yud Aleph, and Perak Yud Gimel, Halacha Chaf Aleph, Hilchos Macholos Asuros, Perak Yud Daled, Halacha Yud Beis, and the Rimigash and Shavuos also Yud Tes Omer Aleph. Even though it's printed in the wrong place, it's printed on Yud Ches Omer Beis. It really should be on Yud Tes Omer Aleph. Okay. The relationship between Shogeg and Misasek. The famous Rabbi Kiveger, Shogeg Shavuos Rabbi Kiveger, Simon Ches. Rabbi Kiveger discusses whether Misasek is a Ma'isa Aveira or it's just a Petur Karma. If you want to see the parallels, Tosas Rabbi Kiveger on the Mishnayos. Shabbos Yud Tes Dalid, Perak Yud Tes Mishnah Dalid, and Shavuos Perak Beis Mishnah Hei. If you get a chance, the Makor Chaim, that's the Nesivus' Perush on Or HaChaim, the Makor Chaim, Hilchos Pesach, Simin Tov Lamed Aleph. And if you want to look at some other Achronim, there's an interesting couple of tshuvas, the Minchas Baruch, Rav Baruch Krinker. He was the Talmud of the Rav Chaim Yevolasher. So Simin Tes through Yud Aleph, if you get a chance, yeah, that's more. And the Avnei Nezer also an interesting tshuva. Choshev Mishpat Simin Kuf Tzadi, Sivkotin Ches and Tes, and also Kuf Tzadi Aleph Dalet and Hay. You know, you're familiar with those tshuvas anyway. Part of the exchange with the father. Tosas and Shifu Kuvetzas increases Yud Tes on the base. On the issue of Shkutei Chutz, Misasek and Shkutei Chutz, Rashi increases base on the Aleph, Dibramasko Alo Hoda, and Tosas Shabbos Ayin Gimel on the Aleph, Dibramasko Ella. I already mentioned Ramban and Shavuos Yud Tes on the Aleph. And Misasek B'chalom V'arayos Chayim Shekein Nehne, look at the Gemara Shavuos Yud Zayin on the base, on the issue of Prisha Sa'ever Amisha Nida, that's a Yud Zayin on the base. In terms of the Surah Bia, Tosin Bava Kama Daf Lamed Beis Amad Aleph, Dir Maskel Ihu. Rashi increases Gimel Amad Aleph, Dir Maskel Rabbi Abba or Rabbi Avo, I can't read my handwriting. Rambam Hilchos Macholos Asuros, I'm sorry, Rambam Sefer Mitzvos Lo Sa'ase Kuf Tzadi Zayin. Just very, very quick, cursorily, that's a famous comment to the Rambam about Basa Machala. It's also Mishnayos, Prisha Mishnayos, Krisos, Per Gimel, but with a Kudah Niflah. I don't have to look at that. The Meiri and Sanhedrin Samach Beis on the base. And, of course, Tosas in Sanhedrin Samach Beis on the base. That's in terms of Shekei Nehne. On Shechita, the Sasek for Shechita, I think it's a topic close to Eliyahu's heart. Am I right? Kulin Yud Gimel Amid Aleph? Kulin Yud Gimel Amid Aleph. Rashi tells us on the Ramban. On the Sasek B'Shechita. Rambam Psul HaMukdashin Aleph Gimel. On this one other thing. On the Sasek B'Mitzvos, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Ches Amid Aleph. Rashi, the Pesach and Rambam, and the Ran Alatar. Of course, there's a Srichos Kavana in Pesach and in Shofar. And the Ra'ah, quoted in the Ran in Rosh Hashanah, Zayinu Beis in the Dapei Arif, Dir Maskel Gar Sinan, and Tesu Beis in the Dapei Arif, also the Ran, Emsa Dir Maskel Be'ein. And the Ramban Muchamos, Zayinu Ben Aleph in the Rif, the equation to Misasek Bekadshim. Okay, that's in terms of Misase. Want more Mar Mikolos? Or should we leave it at that? Leave it at that? Okay, so let's leave it at that, but let's have them really well prepared so we can move quickly. Then we just have to decide after that whether the next topic we do is Darvashen and Miskave. In other words, we'll just take, since we're doing Misase, since we like to watch Shedas, maybe we'll just knock off the Malachos, Machshavos issues. I don't think we'll be able to do it all, obviously, before we break, but maybe that's how we'll do it. We'll go from there to Davar Shein and Miskavein, and then Malach Shein and Tzricha Legufa Psikresha and Mekalkel. And whenever we don't, you know, we're not going to finish that all, obviously, before we break, but at least definitely go through Misasek and maybe Davar Shein and Miskavein. And then next semester, whatever we don't finish on Malach Machshavos, we'll start with and finish off as quickly as we can, and then we'll go in the order of the Mishnah and Kol Gadol in terms of the individual Malachos, starting from Zoreya and Choresh and so on and so forth. Okay, that's the plan. Again, I'm not going to be here, but The Zmanim, of course, are spoke about Yiras Elokim in the context of Talmud Torah having special meaning, so right, it's obvious. It shouldn't require even a comment, but in case anybody has any topic about it. So obviously, the 9 to 3 slot for the first Seder should be kept fully, even though for 1 week, you won't have a share, be on your own. But it shouldn't be an excuse for less Talmud Torah. I should just urge you to prepare better or prepare for the Bechina better, or whatever it is, but as intensively as possible. Okay. We've been discussing the issue of Greira, so let's finish off the Greira part. So, basically, what we've done is try to suggest that there are two big themes in the sugya. One is how you define Helam Echad. A subcategory of that is Helam Echad b'shinui halama, or Helam Echad b'yidiyas hakos. What about the role of yidiyas hachet, and so on. It can be formulated in different ways, as we noted. It is formulated by different shonim in different ways. That's one big issue, and that could be the entire discussion of the sugya, and it might be the point of argument between a Zera on the one hand and a Vayera on the other. Or the second part of the sugya, and maybe the second part of the sugya is the entire sugya, and the argument between a Zera and a Chanim, and that is the question of Greira. Or there are two elements in a Vayera and Rava, and that one is Halama and the other is Greira, that's what the Kiddush Aran says, and then Rav Zera can disagree with both or with either one. The idea that Rav Zera disagrees with Halama, we've established beyond any doubt, as Shita Sirashi, the Chiddush Haran, the old printed Ritva, that line in Ramban, Tosas in Shavuos, etc. The possibility that the debate revolves around Greira, I think, is clearly the view of Rabbeinu Hananel, and perhaps the view of the Rambam. As well, we don't start to know what the Rambam thinks about Rav Zera, but in terms of his mahalach in the sugya, Bali Tosis almost say it explicitly, right? And the Rav, certainly Bali Tosis say it explicitly. They say, pretty sure I brought it. Here on Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph. According to the Ri, I think, right? One second. I thought the Bali Post say explicit. Yeah, right here. That's right. The time of the band number of the sum of the ktira aim at starfin, which is Rav Zera, and we shouldn't delay slay greira. Okay, just for some reason people don't pick up on it so much, I think. Like Rashi says that the argument is about halama. Tosa says that the argument is about greira. That would work within the position of the Ri very well. And as we noted, the Rambam is closer to the position of the Ri too. So according to a group of Rishonim, the debate revolves around Greira. How does that work in? How does that work in with the position of Rav Zera and Krisos? That requires a little bit of work. As we noted, in Krisos, Rav Zera seems to say not only is there no Greira, but there's no tziruf of achilas chela v'achilas chela, v'achilas chela v'helam echad. But a question to raise is two achilas chelevs actually closer or more distant than Greira? Intuitively, one would have thought that they were closer. In fact, in light of the Rambam at least, it's not such a davar pashut, right? Because, as we know, the Rambam has a serious problem, right? The Gemara links chelev with greira, and the Rambam paskins greira, but he doesn't paskin chelev. Because in the chelev case, you will not bring one carbon for all three if your carbon is brought for either the first or the third, only if your carbon is brought for the second. And the question is why? And they say that occupied the minds of a lot of the Mefarshim. It seems to be against the sugya. The Chiddush Aran printed Ritva, in other words, raises the question, says, Tamu, I don't have an answer. The Meiri Alatar does give an answer. What's the answer of the Meiri Alatar? The steer and the ram. The apparent steer and the ram. Gemara links two issues together. The ram paskins one and not the other. He paskins greater in Perek Zayin. He doesn't paskin greater in Perek Vav. So the Kedusha Ran says that's astonishing. It's against the Sugya. And the Meiri says, no. Actually says the Gemara is dichuya bi'alma. Didn't really mean it. The Kesef Mishnah has a similar diuk, and then he quotes the Meiri. He says, the Gemara says, The Gemara doesn't say that, you know, that Rava was Mekabel. What does it say? Basar de... Yeah, something like that. Milsad... One second. Basar de Shomim Sabra. So the Kesavisha says, that doesn't mean... He says, I understand what you're saying. I don't agree with you, but I understand what you're saying. But I am convinced enough about what you're saying to hold the Greira case in the case of Shabbos. Okay. The Marie Korkas, I think, it's Marie Korkas, has an interesting suggestion, because then you knew, unless he's saying, you know, like the Meiri or this Kesef Mishnah, then he never really said yes. He just said, okay, fine. I wouldn't agree with this, but I'll agree with that. All right, that's not the best way to read the Gemara. So the Marie Korkas has another interesting idea. He says that once the Gemara characterizes Abaya as based on Greira de Greira, that's when Rava realized that you should make a chiluk. And the point is, and you have to work this out, we don't have time to do it right now, but the basic direction of the development, the line of development is clear. Basically, the idea is that Rava and Abaya argue fundamentally about certain definitions in Greira, or in the cases. So basically, Rava, once he realized that Abaya believes in Greira de Greira, which he, you know, was not going to abide by, so then he realized that the case that Abaya presented him was also crazy Greira de Greira. That's the Marie Korkas. So the line of the transition is, initially, it's, do you hold Greira or not? And then he realized that Abaya really holds Greira, but not just Greira, but Greira de Greira. It's, in a way, it's similar to the Kesef Mishnah, idea, namely that Abaya went further, and Rava said, oh, I don't go that far, but I hear what you're saying. I'll hold some aspect of Greira. Just that the Marie Korkas is providing a point of transition in the Gemara. Not the Gemara never, not that Rava never accepted it. Rava accepted Abaya, but then when Rava realized in discussing with him that he's holding Greira to Greira, he said, you know what? Greira I can accept, but not Greira to Greira. But the way the Marie Korkas puts it is because Greira is really secret agents wear French coats. Greira is really natural. Greira to Greira is artificial. That's very important. That's the transition. And once you realize that Greira can be formulated in two ways, Ari Kurkas Kasa, Shafra Shemasha, Tirs of Kane, Hanabishu, the Sovietov. Oh, sorry, it's a different shot. Yeah. Against both. Okay. Marie Korkas has two, again, he's trying to explain the Gemara. So the one suggestion he makes is that the link is connected to the next sugya, whether you hold Yadios Mechalkos or Afroshos Mechalkos. Marie Korkas calls it Esher Shemach, it's here to Kain Hanabishu, the Sovietov, Afroshos, the Afroshos. This is a pocket, Lahabel Yadia Lechuda, La Adifa Maida Kotza Vetaka. Once you keep that signal, the ideas to Chodai Mechalkos, and came mina the ideas the yada kadam zay shlishich shiva tuba umechalakas tuba lebatal tam greira. So one point of transition is the next sugya. Then he says va'od osa shesov rabenu the bus of the action mitchina the tirin to greira islay greira to greira leislay in a nutzrichim ov lomar the hadarbe. So basically, the Mari Korkas is looking for, you know, how to miyashiv the Gemara too. So either you have to read the Gemara, then you have to revise it based on Ayin Aleph on the base, or based on the continuing discussion of greater to greater and greater, which I think is very interesting. Or it could be another issue, which we'll get to when we finally get to Ayin Aleph on the base. I'll make probably one other suggestion. But the point is that that's one problem. What do you do with the Gemara? How can the Gemara was initially told? So one approach is the Gemara never was. That's the Meiri of the Kesem Mishnah. Right? Or they were, and then there's a transition. But either way, what's the difference in cases? So the Meiri says the difference is El Chalizah? Nobi? Tadiel? Yuda?
One Maisa
in the Shabbos case? The Shabbos case is a single Chada Maisa. And the case of Zayas v'Zayas is different. So the question is, how are you going to formulate that? So actually the Kesem Mishnah says, quotes the Meiri, Mari Beirav, Meiri. The Kesem Mishnah initially says something like that as well. But his, which is his exception, which is his rule? He says, listen, when you have Chela v'Chela, is it the same or is it different? So the Kesem Mishnah says, it depends. If you're talking about a halachic shkaga, you think of chelav as mutter, it's the same. If you're talking about mixing up chelav and shuman, so maybe each mistake is a separate mistake. He says, likely that we're talking about the mixing up of chelav and shuman. So if that's true, the greira of Shabbos is a lot more one shkaga, one maisa, than the greira of Chela. That's what he said. Shabbat Inyan Ksiru Tchila Shabbat Shayach Lomayma Greira Kivin of Shigat Shabbat Nasi Shtei Mada Lekha Bemar Echa. Avalok Shnei Zeis Chela Behela Mecha Behela Bein Amatsu Shei Yalam Imen Osha Chela Bein Asur. Avala Hela Maraya Ragil Vaha Vahu Vahu Shei Yalam Imen Osha Zeh Chela Viyiz Vashu Shuman In Kein Kish Ocham Kizayis Chela Zeh Vesav Vashu Shuman Hakakach That's his pshat. But the Meiri and others may be making a different distinction, as I mentioned the other day. And that is that in the case of Shigas Shabbos, Shigas Malacha, the point is it really is Halamacha. If you have a certain view of the closeness of the of the malacha, of the maisa, then you might even say that salamakot too. And just because you say greira in a maisa, which is similar, doesn't mean you say greira in really two halamos. Okay. Either way, the point is that according to the Rambam, let me say it this way: in order to better justify the distinction that the Rambam makes, you would want to explain greira as really integrating the maisa into one. So that's perfect when you consider that the Rambam in Perek Zayin went well beyond the Gemara, as we noted yesterday, by saying that in the case where Shigas Shabbos precedes Shigas Malacha, it's Ki'ilu Arba'asa Nasu B'Shigas Shabbos. And even in the other case where Shigas Malacha precedes Shigas Shabbos, the Rambam says about the Kotzer across the board of one and the other, that Kula Malacha Achasi. Both statements that go beyond the Gemara. So that is perfectly consistent with the fact that the Rambam thinks that there's a fundamental difference between the Shabbos case and the Ramazan and the Chelav case. But in addition to that, there's another horror on the Rambam. I forgot to mention it yesterday, and Michael mentioned to me afterwards, namely?
The Rambam says that he has the idea about the second case after the Dirty Tzadikon.
After the Kapara, right. Yeah, which Tosis firmly reject. Now again, this might depend on the next sugya, but maybe not. But the Rambam's formulation is Benogal al Aktsira Shoshika Shabbos, Ukiilo Asar Ba'asam, Mekivin shehikrav chatazu niskata lo al hakol ukeshiyada machar kain eno tzarich lahavi chatas acheres. So again, Bali Tosas and Ayin Obey say that that cannot be the case. Everybody agrees that kaparos are mechalkos. The only thing that could be is that he had a hafrasha, a yedia, or a hafrasha. He didn't yet bring the korban, and then before he brought the korban, he found out about it. Right, but the first yedia or the first hafrasha establishes what the ikar korban is brought for. That's Tosas on Ayin Amud Beis. But the Rambam clearly holds that this is incorrect, and also about the second case, same thing. Rambam holds that even if you brought the korban and only found out about it, right, the shigas malacha and so on, v'hikar chatas v'niskaper lo al zuak tzira shenod lo aleha, and so on. Again, so it's clear in both cases that even the actual bring of the korban is earlier. So that is l'shitaso, that he really thinks it's not just that you are, it's some sort of artificial mitzarev so you can get away with a single korban. But the Rambam really, really, really believes that shigigas Shabbos and Malacha end up almost fully integrating. It's easy, a little easier to understand in the case of Shigas Shabbos first. That's what the carpet is brought for. But maybe even in Shigas Malacha, maybe there's a klali component. Either way, according to the Rambam, if that's true, so that would be further reason to distinguish between that and Chelo B'Chelo. Even though one might have thought, again, if you're taking Rabbi Hananel's perspective, right, you know, Zera, though, you know, Pasuk from Zera. So I would have thought, I couldn't imagine for a bigger contrast than the Gerera of Shigas Malacha and Shigas Shabbos, which are like two different Maisim completely, and Chela B'Chela. And even within a Bayi V'Rava, maybe Chela B'Chela is the equivalent or better than Gerera. But according to the Rambam's perspective on Gerera in Malachos, because of the unique relationship of Shigas Shabbos and Shigas Malacha, what ends up is exactly the opposite. And if it's exactly the opposite, so then the psak, the formulations are good, the fact that it's even the Akar Kapara is understandable, and the contrast to Caleb is understandable as well. Now once you say something like that, so then in Rav Zera, we ask the question, well, how could Rav Zera be arguing for the perspective of Gerera here if Rav Zera and Krisis holds that even in Chelev v'Chelev you split them up? So you don't even need the discrepancy of Gerera, even if it was Kotzer v'Kotzer. The answer is maybe not. Maybe if we had the Abaya v'Rava perspective. Now, again, according to Ben Hanan, how are we reading Rav Zera? Since Chalukim, the Karbanos, that's the reason why they're not mitzaref lekorban echad, right? We're talking about, this is Rav Zera. Rav Zera in Krisa says, even chelo v'chelo behelo echad. So number one, in Krisa, that's Tudeus. And in Rav Zera, what about, is there a difference between kotzer v'kotzer? Is there a difference between Isurei Bia? We discussed this when we talked about Guf Mechalka, we read these Gemaras more carefully. Right, that's one issue. That's how far does Rav Zera go? All I'm saying now is that in light of the Rambam, it's also conceivable that what Rav Zera is saying is, had I held like Abaye and Rava, as the Rambam understands it, Lamaskana, that Gerera works, namely that Shigas Lacha, Shigas Shabbos, it all integrates into one Maisa, had I held that way, then in Ochanama, it's quite possible I would have held Korban Echad, even though Chela V'Chela is two Korbanos. How could that be? The answer is for the Rambam. That's what it is for the Rambam in the Abaye v'Rava. But since I hold, right, that there's a problem with Gerera doesn't work, and on the contrary, not only is it not closer, it's worse than Chela V'Chela. It's worse than Chela V'Chela, even if every Chela V'Chela is a mixing up of Shuman and Chela. It's still worse, because this is really apples and oranges. So then we understand the halakha. So if the Rambam read like Rabbeinu Hananel, or Rabbeinu Hananel read like the Rambam, as we know the Rambam says for Abaye and Rava, we know Rabbeinu Hananel says for Zera. So then we can understand both better. We can understand the Rambam, and we can also understand, according to Rabbeinu Hananel, how to read the Gemara. It's all about Gerera, or Reeve, or according to the Reeve. How does that fit in with the other Rav Zera, with Rav Zera Shita in increase. Okay. In light of this whole discussion, so we should just go revisit two things very quickly. Number one is the Ramban Mashal issue, which we've already discussed, but I'm going to put it into context now. Namely, can you combine 38 Shigas Katos, Shigas Malachos rather, with one Shigas Shabbos? A, the apples and oranges, are they too dissonant? B, are they too overlapping? So it isn't 39, it's really 38, the Kalali is already included. Only if it's a, they're only prati, and this is only klali, or if this is klali slash prati of some way, can we justify that this is a 39? There are certain formulations which would justify the Ramban, and there are certain that would not. As we noted, the Marsha disagrees with the Ramban, but more because of halamos than in terms of, than because of, you know, superfluous or redundant but that's one issue. The other issue to revisit very quickly is the Minchas Chinuch and the Shita Mekubetzes Krisos Daf Tezayin, who discuss the following problem. Is there Tziruv the Shiur in Shigigas Shabbos across Malachos? Let's say the Kotzer V'Tochein, Kotzer Chatzi Grogeres, Tochein Chatzi Grogeres, the Shigigas Shabbos V'Zadon Malacha. Are they Mitzari for not? So Shita Mekubetzes and Krisos thought that Rashi said yes, and he himself says absolutely not. And the Minchas Chinuch says yes. So as we discussed, to say no is not difficult, in this case, certainly. There are very many good reasons why you could say no. You can say apples and oranges on a pu'ula level, on a surah sapu'ula level. To say yes is challenging. Milchasinuch says yes, as we noted, Lashitaso, because Milchasinuch likes the idea that even in Shigigas Malachos, all the Malachos are one Shemisa. Then the question arises, good, but, so again, it's the old Imkvar Azkvar. If you're going to say that you can be Mitzarev across Malachos because they're one Shem, so why Dafka and Shigas Shabbos? I think the Aruch Ronim will at least raise the question whether maybe we can't be Mitzarev L'Shiur even in Shigas Malachos. I have that recollection. Maybe the Rashash or Maris Chaya, somebody, I have to find it again. I'm not sure. But at least, as a question to the Michas Chinuch, are you sure you want to draw the line here if you really hold that all Malachos are Shein Echad? At least it's a question that could be raised. But again, the point is that in addition to the apples and oranges question, it very much depends on our issue, because what we're raising now are the following extremes and the following logical moderate positions. We're saying even Shigigas Shabbos may just be about the number of halamos. But really, even Shigigas Shabbos is about individual malachos on a Maisavera level. Right? We'd certainly reject them in the scene of then. But we've also raised the opposite extreme possibility, and that is that even in Shigigas, Malachos, right, there is a Klali component. Maybe it's all Klali, just Harbe Shkogos, or it's Klali and Prati, both. If it's Klali and Prati, so maybe even if you're going to take a Minchas Chinuch approach, if you can do it in Shigas Shabbos, maybe same reason you can do it in Shigas Malacha. Shigas Shabbos maybe is only Klali, but maybe Shigas Malacha is both. So if you can have Chatzi Grogeres Kotzer and Chatzi Grogeres Tochen in Shigas Shabbos, according to Minchas Chinuch, an advocate of the Minchas Chinuch who wants to take it a step further or has a slightly different perspective on Shigas Malacha could take it to that step further and say you're Mitzari that way too. But all of this now is in much, has been crystallized based on our discussions of Greira, where we see that even certain, according to the Rambam, certain Shigas Malachos can actually become Ki'ilu Nasa B'Shigas Shabbos. And according to our Rishonim, maybe the other direction. So that these are now issues to look at. Again, both the Ramban Marsha issue, this issue, and the broader Grail issue. Okay. Let me speak about two other issues in Sugya that I told you to look into. And then, I'll have to stop. Okay. The relationship between Sirup Lashir and Chiluk Hatzatz. Sirup Lashir, because when you have Chatzi Shir, right. Under what conditions can you combine Lashir Shalem? And how does that compare with the conditions that dictate one, single, or many karbanos? So that, of course, is a discussion in our Gemara, in Rav Zeira. Right. That's the line in Rav Zeira, which 90% of the Rishonim read one way and the Rach reads another way, and that is that if something is chalukin l'chatos, then it's not mitzarev l'shiur either. Chalukin l'chatos is not mitzarev l'shiur. The fact that it's chalukin l'chatos indicates, right, independence. And independence militates against tzirup l'shiur. We understand that. Or can you break that equation? So in our sugya we have a discussion of Gereira for Rav Zeira, depending on the various Rishonim. Right, is Rav Zeira agreeing for sure there's no Chiluk HaTos, but wondering about the Tziruf, or is it Hava HaTalia? That's one case, Gereira. The second case is Rav Yoshua's Tamchuyin, right? Tamchuyin on Mechalkin L'Chatos. But what about Chatzishir, Chatzishir, Lekula Lechumra? That's the way the Gemara phrases it. Then the Gemara, when we turn the daf on Ayin Aleph Amud Beis, has another question. The question is it the same or not? The Gemara discusses Rabbi Gamliel, but the Machlokas between Rabbi Gamliel and Chachamim, whether Yesh Yediyah Lechatzishir. Yediyah some Machalkos, right? But Yediyah some Machalkos, when you have a Shir Shalem, the question is how many Kabanos? But the Dios are not going to be Mechalkos, according to Rabbi Gamliel, ain't the deal of Chatzi Shir when it comes to Tzirup L'Shir. Is that again this issue? It's fascinating that the Gemara brings in the deal of Chatzi Shir to explain the continuation of the Gemara, but the Gemara does not bring it in. When the Gemara says, Mi Kanidi, right, the Chaluk L'Chatos and Tzirup L'Shir, the Gemara doesn't quote Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim. And we showed him, both the printed Ritva and the real Ritva, ask this question. Or the Ram? I'm sorry, the printed Ritva and the printed Ram both ask this question. Why is it that the Gemara didn't quote Yeshidiyah Lechatzishir or Enyadiyah Lechatzishir as part of the Tamchuyin, Mechalkin, and Greira examples? Okay. Now, if there's going to be if there's no distinction, it's perfectly understandable. As I say, we understand it well. If you're mechalik l'chatos, then you're not mitzarif l'shir. If we distinguish, so then the question is, on what basis, and also in which direction? Or maybe we should say it the other way. In which direction, and on what basis? So the direction of the Gemara, all things being equal, point to 90% of the Rishonim, is perfectly clear. And the direction is that even if you can be mitzarif l'shir, you might still be mechalek l'chatos. And that is the view of the printed Ritva, the Chidushei HaRan, in other words, who explains why that is so, because something that needs tziruf is different than something which is independent. He rejects the possibility that this is about Kula and Chumra, because says, either way, we're talking about being Ma'ayil Chul and Ma'azara. There's no Kulas and no Chumras here. But the Gemara actually says Kula and Chumra. The Chiddush Aran says it's not an issue of Kula and Chumra. Because either way, there's a Kula and there's a Chumra. Right? From an Onish level, from a Ma'ayil Chul and Ma'azara level. Something has to give. So the Gemara doesn't mean that it's a Suffolk and we're Machmir or Suffolk and we're Mako. I'm suffering, we're always not. That's not what the Gemara means. You could read the Gemara that way. But that's not acceptable, according to the Rav. So what is the issue about? The issue is whether something that is Chatzishir, is it Omeg Leitzchale at all? Or is it Omeg Leitzchale? Or, even if it is Omeg Leitzchale, so how far can you push that? Okay, but, you know, it still has to be a basis. So again, if you have a Yudia Zutrasi, you know, which is you know, questionable in terms of its koach to be mechalek, you're not going to say that anything is mitzarei. Okay. But the point is that independence versus the need crying out for tziruf is the distinction that the Chiddush Aran makes. But it's possible that there would be another distinction to make. And that is between several other distinctions to make, actually. Between Klali and Prati. In other words, let's say I say that from a, well, this is going to work in some cases, not in all cases. Let's say I say that from an Iser Klali point of view, there is tziruf. But from an Iser Prati point of view, there is none. So that would leave me with a situation where there is tziruf l'shir, and yet there is two karbanos. That would be another explanation. That's not what the Chiddush Aran says, but that's, well, so let's see if we have cases like that in just a minute. In terms of direction, as I noted yesterday, if you read the sugya like Rabbeinu Hananel, you are not forced to say that if you distinguish, you would distinguish in favor of being mitzareif, of an easier tziruf for shiurim, and a higher standard of tziruf for karbanos. Because according to the Rashi reading in the Gemara doesn't say that. And according to the Ravid, as we already noted, he may have the opposite view. He may believe that Gerera is effective to establish. Again, how's it go? Gerera is effective L'inyan Karbanos to be one Karban. But Greira is ineffective in being Mitzarei Plushiur. Correct? That's the right one. And according to Rabbeinu Hananel, that's a possible reading of the Gemara. Possibly this echoes in the Rambam too, just not in this halacha. In which halacha? Maybe in Perek Vav of Hishkagos. As we noted, how does the Rambam paskin in the case of Greira and Caleb? Michael?
Greira and Shabbos.
Greira Shabbos, not Greira in Chiluk. But, Greira, which means Chiluk. Okay. Which means that if you do, again, an overlapping halama between Kazayas number 1 and Kazayas number 2, and an overlapping halama between Kazayas number 2 and Kazayas number 3, but no overlap between 1 and 3, that's the case. So unless you bring the carbon for number 2, you'll bring two carbonas. Chiluk Chatos. Okay. But there's another Rambam based on the Gemara. Eli, namely, case I mentioned the other day, the halacha that precedes it, Perek Vav Halacha Yud, the one we just mentioned is Perek Vav Halacha Yud Aleph, right? Listen to this. The one we just read is Vav Yidal. Ochal Shnei Zeh Zechel Bela Nechav, Nodol Alechav Mehem Bechaz Av Yochal Kizai Sehel Lambo Shel Sheini, Ehevi Chattas Al Rishon, Rishon Sheini Miskaper, Nevel Shlishi Lo Niskaper, and so on. What's the previous halach of the Rambam? Eli? Sammy? Based on the Gemara, not on Omid Beis. Not the Greira case, but what happens? You have Kazayas v'chetzi, and then you have chetzi. And the overlap is between the Kazayas v'chetzi, there's an overlap in the Kazayas v'chetzi, and there's an overlap between the chetzi and the other chetzi. the other chatzis. Chatzis shir or chatzis shir. But instead of having kezayis, 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 what you have is kezayis, chatzizayis, and chatzizayis. Okay? That's the case. Achal kezayis umachza, elenecha, v'nodalo al kezayis, v'chazar v'achal chatzizayis, ba'alimo shel sheni. Right? Eino chayv alachatas achas. She'en chatzi zayis ha'achron mitztarif l'rishon, apofi shehu ba'alimo, she'harei nodalo al miktas halama rishona. Right? Where's my chalk? Right? You have a kezayis, b'chezik, right? And then you have another chezik. So the point is, you did this to Helen Achad, right? And then you did this to Helen Achad. Right?
Don't make chalk like this.
Okay? So you had a yediyah over, you did these to Helen Achad, and you had a yediyah here, and you did these to Helen Achad. So the other case is, what's the other case? Zayas, Zayas, Zayas. You have this, and you have this. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. So the point is, in the second, in what do we say? Unless you bring in a korban for this, the middle one. Anybody see this? Put it on the computer, put on the projector, on all four walls. Okay. If you bring the korban on this one, so then of course it overlaps into both. That's not a problem. But if you bring the korban on this, or the korban on this, so then either this one or that one is going to be left out, depending on which one you brought up. But in the second case, which looks visually very similar, right? Except that this is chatzizayis, chatzizayis. So the question is, it's exactly the same in every other respect. So what does the Rambam say? If you bring if you bring the korban for the zayis, so according to the rules, what would your thought? That you should bring a second korban, right, for these two chatzis, Zayas, correct? That's what you would have thought. You bring korban for this, you bring korban for this. But it's not so. It's not, the Gemara says it's not so. These cases are different. So Rashi says, why are these two cases different? Sorry, man, forget about the two cases. Rashi says, why is this case, why is this not mitzaret with this? Toby?
Because the chassi is not a chashi on its own, so he's like this chassi, and the other is the zayis.
Exactly. Because this, right, is more connected. Even though you have a yediyah over here, this yediyah, this is a yediyah. See why I'm on penmanship. This idea here does not have the ability to get between this zayis and the chatzi. Because since this chatzi is only a chatzi, and it was done in the context of halama of the first, so yediya is not mechalek, right, this chatzi zayis. That's Rashi's explanation. That's true. Is there a problem explaining this? No. This is independent, this is independent, this is independent. This idea here, right, this idea, this idea is perfectly capable of splitting these two up. This idea doesn't have the ability, you have to explain why. This idea doesn't have the ability to split this up. Therefore, this remains with a big, this basically, what happens is, we take out, according to Rashi, we take out this line. So really, it ends up that there's this whole circle, and then there may be another circle, but the point is that the karba that you bring is completely for the chatzi, for the zayis, the chatzi's eyes. But that's not the pshat in the Rambam. Right? The Rambam says, she'en chatzi zayis ha'achron mitztarev l'rishon. Apapi shehuba halimo, shari nodalo al miktas alon al rishona. No de la mitzvah salam rishon. Basically, the Rambam says the reason isn't that the yediyah, this yediyah doesn't break up this. It's that since there is yediyah b'mitzvah salama, there is a yediyah over here. It's not mitzarek to this. Okay, just like as clear as I think it is. Okay, it got a little. Okay, let's do it again. You have the zayis, kasi. Okay, so what I'm saying is as follows. Why can't these two be mitzaret? When you had a yediyah, you had a yediyah over here. Broken line is a yediyah. Right? But these two are behalamachas. And these two are behalamachas. So the basic, what I think is going on here is Rashi says, this yediyah cannot break between this and this. Okay, that's the reason why there's no carbon for this, because it's left out in the cold. This, even though you didn't have a yediyah, but it's included in the zayis, because it's only a broken line. In the parallel case of zayis, it's not a broken line. It's a straight line. It's a solid line. But the Rambam isn't saying that. The Rambam is saying as follows. This chatzi cannot combine with this because of this. It was a yediyah. It's true, but the yediyah was there was a yediyah the mixas halama. This yediyah doesn't only affect this; it's also a yediyah for this. Even though it isn't, it's a yediyah the mixas, and therefore it can't. It breaks. It's an indelible, an uncrossable line to the other katsi. Yeah. Now, if that's the case, just one more second. So then the question is, well. Why don't you have the same thing in Zayas? If you have a yediyah right over here, then it means that part of this, the mixas halama of this, it was a yediyah, and then that should break here. Right? Okay. I don't expect another one of these demonstrations for at least a year. Okay? Does everybody understand that? Yaakov, you look unhappy.
The Rambam says in the first case that the korban that you bring on the first is called the second. So the Rambam says that also...
It's called the korban that you bring on the first is called the second.
So that is the same thing in Yudah also.
No, only if there's the... Only if... Right, but the korban you brought on the third would be fine for that too.
He says, Rishon v'sheni nischaprim. So it shows that the Rambam is willing to draw the line around the first.
No, of course. If right, because there's a circle. So the point is that according to the Rambam, in this case, you can't do the tsare the second and third because of the mixas halama of the second. But why isn't that true also in the case of kazayas and kazayas and kazayas? In which case, even if you have only a carbon on the third, it still shouldn't include.
The Rambam didn't say that if you brought if somehow you were chayav a korban on the third, it wouldn't include the second. He just said that the first and second are mitzura.
In which case?
In Zayin Yud.
No, he's explaining that under no conditions will you ever bring a second korban. Achol kazayis imachta behelamecha v'noda ala kazayis v'chazov yachol k'snarachat kazayis behelam ashol sheni ino chayav alachat asachas. According to the Rambam in Halacha Yud, you can never have two karbanos in that case. The question is why? According to this model, if you learned about the chatzi zay, the third eating, which is the second chatzi zayis, why can't you be mitzaref to the first chatzi zayis? That's the question. Which you can do in Halacha Yud. Okay, look at it. In any case, if this is so, if this is correct in the Rambam, which I think it is, so then what emerges is the following idea. And that is that basically, when it comes to tziruf, there are two issues here. One is tziruf l'shiur, and the other is chiluk karbanos. What the Rambam is basically saying is that there can be no tziruf l'shiur when there's a halama when there's a common halama with the first. Or when there's a yediyah in the common halama the first. But that doesn't mean that there cannot be chiluk hadaos. In other words, in one case, in the kezayis, chatzizayis, chatzizayis case, we're trying to be mitzarev. We're wondering, can you be mitzarev 2 and 3 in the inyan shiur? In the case of kezayis, kezayis, and kezayis, we're not trying to be mitzarev the shiur. We're trying to be mitzarev mechatas achas. So like the raivin and possibly the direction that's open to Rabbeinu Hananel, it's conceivable, again, look at it, if you're not convinced, then you know, maybe it's wrong. That's the way I understand the Rambam. It's conceivable, this is like the Raivit. What did the Raivit say? Grera might work to establish a single carbon, to unite a carbon, but Grera perhaps will not work as Tzirut L'Shia. Exactly the opposite of the reading of the Gemara according to Moshe Rishonim. But if the Rambam really read the Gemara, like Rabbeinu Hananel, which is what I'm suggesting anyway, then maybe he's open to this possibility as well, like the Rambam was. That doesn't mean he has to agree with Greira. Greira thinks that there's enough reason to unite them, that it unites Bein Le'inyan Tzirut L'Shiur and Bein Le'inyan Karba. But it is possible there'll be certain types of yediyos, right, which a weaker tziruf, in other words, where well, you make this distinction. Okay. The
just according to the Rashi explanation, are we saying that so because the idea like breaks down in there, so are you bringing a korban on a chetzi shir?
No, the carbon you're bringing is on the one and a half. Not on the one and on the half, it's one carbon.
So what's that?
Even though there's a yediya, beinehem, the carbon right. Will still be...
But that's what I mean. What does that mean to bring a carbon on one and a half? Like, how is...
It's like it doesn't stand on its own, therefore it attaches itself to the shaling in the kaparasa carbon. Right, I mean, both of them are strange. The truth is, the whole halakha in the Gemara is strange. But that's Rashi's pshat. According to Rashi, it doesn't hook up with the third achila, or with the second chatzi shir, because it remains indelibly part of the first. According to the Rambam, it doesn't hook up with the second because there's something that divides it from the second. Even though there's no actual yediyah between them, but the yediyah of miktsas, of a shared halama, breaks it up. So according to the way I understand it, the Rambam's problem is it can't join because it just can't join. And Rashi's problem is it can't join because it's linked already with the first. Taken care of already. Okay. As I said, so basically this can go in either direction. What about Rabbi Gamliel? So far, basically the Gemara, according to some Rishonim as a Safek, whether or not you should be mechalek between siruf l'shir and siruf l'karban echad. Again, if you do not make the distinction, it's perfectly fine and good and reasonable. If you do make the distinction, what direction would that be and what would it be based on? So in terms of direction, the simple reading of the Gemara and some of the Rishonim, especially the Kiddush Aran, printed Ritva, are clear in one direction. The Ravid and possibly the Rambam, if I'm right about this case, maybe, are in the other direction. If not, it's the right. Namely, it's more difficult to be mitzarev for the shiur. And we discussed yesterday. Now, what would be the basis for these distinctions? As I mentioned, the crying out need for tziruv as opposed to independence, that's one issue. There could be another issue. If we're talking about tziruv the karbanos, so the issue isn't just about the ma'isa aveira. The issue is about the shkaga, or halama. Right? And as far as that is concerned, that might be different than what you require for tziruf l'shiur, which is about ma'isa aveira. Now, is it easier or is it worse? I don't know. It depends on the circumstances also. But the idea that, you know, this is mitzaref, l'shior, because on a maisa level, it's one, but it's chaluk, the chatos, because they're two different shkogos, or two different halamos, makes perfect sense. Or what I said before, which is that if there are two dinim, there's a klali and a prati, so you can say, yeah, it's mitzaref, l'shior, because all that requires is the klali. But to be to break it up into karbanos, right, for that we require that it be not just klali, but prati. I'm sorry, that will determine it. So if something is two on the prati level, but one on the klali level, so it'll be mitzarei, even though you're breaching karbanos. So these are different perspectives. Klali prati issue, or korban shkaga issues, as opposed to Maisa Aveira issues. Now, what about Rabbi Gamliel? So I say the real Ritva and the Chiddush Aran, Talmud Ra'ah, I guess, both ask this question. Why didn't the Gemara invoke Rabbi Gamliel at this point in the Sugya? Only brought him at the end of the Sugya. So they give two answers, or three answers, actually. One is, we don't possibly like Rabbi Gamliel, so we're not quoting him. Our Torah is not going to quote him. But that means that in theory, the issue of Rabbi Gamliel, namely Yesh or Ein Yediyah L'Chatzi Shir, is this issue. Now, if you hold Yesh Yediyah L'Chatzi Shir, that would mean that it's based on the idea. If you hold Ein Yediyah L'Chatzi Shir, that would mean it's based on the idea of the Chatzi Shir crying out for Tzibur. Yeah, Yediyah breaks up independent Meisim into different Karbanos, okay, but it's not going to break up. In terms of causing the tsarufe, why? So the answer is one of two things, because it's omeid letziruf, and the other is not omeid letziruf, it's omeid lechiluf. Or, because, again, maybe the real point is, yedios don't break up meisim, yedios break up shkogos. So in karbanos, yedios break things up, but not in tziruf l'shir. Right? That would be the discussion between Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim, according to the first answer of the Rishonim here. The second answer is no. Seems to be, anyway. I think what he's saying is. We can just around the second answer. No, not the Ritva. The real Ritva. Sorry. The Ritva's other answer is as follows. Basically, Rabbi Gamliel's halacha is a special din in Shkagos, but in the other direction, maybe in the Diyas Achet. Well, it's actually similar to what I just said, but it's the added following issue. According to Rabbi Gamliel, Ein Yediyah L'Chatzi Shir, not because Ein Yediyah L'Chatzi Shir, not because it isn't two ma'isim, but because in order to break up a korban, you need a yediyas chiyuv. It's not enough to have a yediyas iser. That the level of yediyah that you require is what's lacking. You need Yediyah Sachet HaMechayim Sakarba. But it has nothing to do with the issue of Tzir of Lashir per se. Right? There would be a certain Mai Savera level, there would certainly be a Mai Savera. The third answer that Rishon give is in the realm. But the Ran's answer is that Rav Zera argues with Rabbi Gamliel and believes that the level of Yediyah, just because Rabbi Zera thinks that Yediyah's Hatos we're mistapek, whether it's mafkiya, chasishir, doesn't mean that he would think that yediyas ha'isur is a sapek, whether it's mafkiya, chasishir. It's in yediyas ha'tos, which may be enough to break up karbonos, but we're still not sure if it's enough to break up the ma'isa aveira. But yediyas ha'isur, according to Rav Zeira, even though it's not yediyas ha'chiyu, but yediyas ha'isur, as opposed to yediyas ha'tos, that certainly is enough to break up ma'isin. So the reason we didn't quote Rabbi Gamliel is just because we think that we're operating with Rav Zeira. But that would basically mean that Tamchuyim are closer to Rav Zeira's idea than Tamchuyim are closer to Rav Zeira than Rabbi Gamliel is. Rabbi Yeshua is closer to Rav Zeira's idea than but again, as I said, in light of the Rabbi Hananel and everything else, an easier answer would be the Kali Prati answer for the Sibya. The Avnei Nezer is an interesting tshuva. Did I give that to look at or not? And Kosei, right? Kosei Osachas? Kosei Osachas V'shigas Shabbos V'zodo V'shigas Malacha. On one Shabbos. And then Kosav Osachas of Shigas Shabbos and Shigas Malacha on another Shabbos. That's two Chatzishirs, Vehelem Zeh Vezeh. Are they Mitzdarim for the Shir or not? So wait one day, he says, that they're Mitzdarim. After all, he says, in this case, there certainly would, in the equivalent of this case, would there be Chiluk Karbanos? In other words, let's say you did a whole bunch of things. Well, you did some, you know, Shir Shalem. You did Kotzer B'Shir Shalem B'Helem Zeh V'Zeh. And Kotzer B'Shir Shalem next week B'Helem Zeh V'Zeh. Right? So, would you bring separate karbanos? No. We passed in Moshe. This is the father of Devin Ezer again. So he says, that means if there's no chiluk karbanos, the Gemara here says that where there is chiluk karbanos, there's no tzir plashir. But that means that where there's no chiluk karbanos, then there would be tzir plashir. So since in this case there would be no chiluk karbanos, as halam zeh vazeh, it should be mitzdar plashir. So the Avnei Nezer said, do you think that, he said, that was completely wrong. When the Gemara says that there might be a link, the Gemara wonders whether you can break the link, but the Gemara is discussing, maybe there's a link between Chiluk Hataos and Tzir HaFlashir. What the Gemara meant was, not per se, it's not that Chiluk Hataos, a case of Chiluk Hataos, breaks up the Shir. It means that the fact that this Chiluk Hataos indicates, right, that we're dealing with two different Maisim, and that in turn has impact on the question of Tzir HaFlashir. But if there would be some other reason why there would be no Chiluk Hataos, have nothing to do with the individuation of the Maisin, but had to do with other reasons, Chiluk Hataos reasons, like Helam Zeh Vezeh B'Yado. So good, there'd be no Chiluk Hataos, but would that reflect different Maisin? Certainly not. So the Avnei Nezer says it doesn't make any sense. If we believe that these are different ma'isim across different Shabbosos, that even though there are no different karbanos, still there will be no tzira for chatzishir. Again, that's a factual case where actually you might say a single karban, like in the direction of the Raivin and what I was suggesting in the Rambam, but for a very different reason, as the Avnei Nezer points out. There might be no tzir of the shiur, even though there's only one karban. But that's because the reason there's no one, only one karban there, has nothing to do with it being one malacha, has to do with some other aspect of karbanos, of chiluk karbanos. Okay. And apparently the father's idea was, no, the chiluk karbanos itself breaks up the maisa. Very strange. Okay. This idea also appears in the Ramban in a different context, which we should look at very quickly. And that is, what about siruf across minim? Now, when it comes to two minim, two isurim, it's pretty clear that you just get different karbanos. Right? Chalukim the karbanos of the halavah. But what about siruf l'shir? So that is a little bit of a trickier question. So let's deal with that for a couple of minutes as we end this part of it. So there are two sugyas to look at. One is the sugya of Avodah Zarah, Tanach Zalman Aleph, in the context of Tam. So there the Gemara develops an idea of Kol Shetiyat Filach, a kind of general Isur Kalali of Macholas Asuras. We mentioned earlier in the year, although I mentioned then, that even though you might say that there is such a thing, but it's a result of individual Macholas Asuras. It's not a priori, there's a concept of Macholas Asuras, and then there are individual machalos. It's not like in Shabbos. You start off with losasa kol malacha, and then maybe you break it down. Here it's the opposite. You start off with machalos asuros, and then you might say, well, anything that's machalos asuros is also called the tiav filah. Okay. That's how I explained that tinuk shenishba is only chayev achas in Shabbos, but it's chayev al-dam, al-chelev, al-losar, al-pigol, everyone's separate. In any case, the Gemara of Azar Samach Lomanelev has this idea of an Isra Klali of machalos asuros called the tiav filah. The sugin mi'ila, dafid zayin, on days, discusses possible combination of Nosar and Pigol. Rashi there is funny. Rashi applies that the Nosar and Pigol be mitzarif to one of them, to either the Nosar or the Pigol. It's very strange. The simple reading of the Gemara is that there's a common denominator between Nosar and Pigol, Kodesh, Shem Klali of Kodesh, even if there isn't the Shem Klali of Al-Machol Sassuras. In any case, this is also how it's understood by Tosis and Shabbos, Daf Pei Tes on the base, that Rabbi Kivager points to in our sugya. The Ramban paskins like the sugya Mi'ila, but not like the sugya of Avodah Zarah. If you look at the Ramban in different places, we don't have time right now, so I'll just in the Mar Makomos, Perek Yudchesef with Psulei HaMukdashim, Halacha Yud, Enid Aleph, Perek Vavich Hashkagos Halacha Zayin, Perek Dalet Hashmachalos Asuras Halacha Tezayin, Perek Yudalad, Machos Asuras Halacha Hey. It's clear that the Rambam generally does not think it could be Mitzarev to Minim, and not even, and makes no distinction between, Jeremy? And he makes no distinction, Yoni, between? No, different issue. Between? Shlomo? Sammy? No? Makes no distinction between? Yaakov?
Between Malchus and Korban?
Malchus and Korban. Or Shogig and Mazin. Right? The question is which is the real basis for the distinction. You have it? Go ahead. Halacha Perek Vav, Halacha Zayin, Shkogos. Unlike, why did I expect everybody to know that? A, you should look at the Rambam. It's always a good thing. Tosis, in contrast to our Tosis, it says, on this issue, Gufa quotes the Gemara Mi'ila, quotes the Gemara Avodah Zarah, and says, well, maybe there's a distinction to be made between Malchus and Korban. Okay. So the Rambam doesn't make this distinction, and the question is, what do you do with the sugyas? So, as you say, Tosis makes the distinction of Malchus and Korban, doesn't explain why. And Ramban makes another distinction. What's Ramban's distinction? Yoni? Sorry? Between Chatzishir and Chiluk HaTaos. Correct? He's not sure whether it applies to all Isurim or it's limited to Pigol and Osar, because of Shem Kodesh. But basically, it's the same distinction. Right? Ikal neymar, pochi ktani. Ochal chelu v'pigo v'nosa chayim al kol echad v'yechad. Aba, lo sha pigo v'nosa in shnei shemos in yisra achila, shelo yitztarfu. V'mina mishnei minim patur. V'kina v'minecha v'tanchuin harbe. V'lo kamo, shun farshu v'chal minin harbe v'nosa pigo tame, etc. Yesh l'parish, mishnei minim means Pigo nosar, chalukah l'chatos, v'deishin shnei shemos. Avo pichein, mitztarfin, shakol ha-kosav balad echad, shakol shepsul ha-kodesh, reu b'bal tocha. So basically, we have, the Ramban makes a distinction between tziruf l'shiur, which depends on the isur klali, exactly what we were looking for before. Not like the Chiddush HaRan. That's the old Ritva. Isur klali is mitzarev, and chiluk katos is not mitzarev. That depends on the shame prati. So the continuation is interesting. That that's one chiluk between. Between Sirup the Shir and Chiluk Malacha. Again, a way to explain this would be it's Pigol and it's Nosar, and it's also Kol Shetiyaftilach or Kol Shebekodesh. So, from the Kol Shebekodesh or Kol Shetiyaftilach perspective, the Sirup the Shir. But at the same time, there is also, when you have a Shir Shalim, it's Pigol and Nosar. So, it's both. But in the continuation, again, this works well for the first one. Avalosha pigo vanosar and shnei shemos l'inyan yisra achila shalai yitzarfu. So it works a little funny according to the first formulation of the Ramban, because it ends up that tamchuyim is more mechulak than nosar and pigo, which is counterintuitive. Tamchuyim mechalkin would be a bigger division than Nosar and Pigol. Okay. But in the continuation, where it says Nosar and Pigol and so on, Kol Shebekodesh, see, emphasizes Chiluk of the Karbonos with a Shei Shemos, Apli Shemitztarfin Shebekal Kosu B'la Bechonim. So does he only mean this distinction between Klali and from a Kali and Prati point of view, or is he saying something additional? Is he saying that Mezid and Malkus depend on the Maisa Avera, on the Lav? And as a Maisa Avera, it's a Matsura. But Chiluk Karbanos depend on Mispar Shkogos, or at least Mispar Shemos. So something is as a definition. In addition to the question of Klali and Prati, it's a different perspective. If something has a united definition as an Isavera, even though it includes two different Shemos, what does Korban depend on? Mashal Madam Doma, we discussed, there's Chiluk Korbanos and there's Chiyuv Korbanos. Right? We said that Reb Chaim, quoted by the Achiezer, Reb Chaim said, well, the Lav determines for Chiluk Korbanos, even though the Kares determines for Chiyuv Korbanos. So we can ask ourselves this question here too. Right? The Maisa Avera determines for Mezid or Malkus, and the Shem Iser depends on dictates with regard to Karbanos, perhaps. In any case, Tosus distinguishes between Chatas and Malkus, not between Tziruf L'Shiur and Chiluk. So again, we could just reformulate the question as we did for the Ramban. It's based on Kol Yafrati, or it's based on the distinction between Shkogos and Maizadeus. In light of this distinction between Malkus and Karban in particular, according to Balitosis, we should look or relook at some other issues that we've seen earlier in the year. Right? So when it came to the question of is the Mechiltas Havamina reasonable? Right? The Mechilta that said you have to violate all 39 Avos Malacha together in order to get one single Kiyuv. If you recall, the Ramban made a suggestion. Maybe that's true only when it comes to
Korbanos.
But when it comes to Nisa, certainly even according to the Havmin and Mechilta, you'd be chayav al kol echad v'yachad. And then we had the Otzar Gonim, who was saying the opposite. Maybe that would be true with regard to Misa. With regard to Korbanos, certainly kol echad v'yachad. So again, in light of this point, that it's possible the distinction is between a Chilul and a Maisa Deira. Or the possibility is that it's a distinction between Halamos and Shkogos, and or Shemos, on the one hand, for Kabanos, in other words, as opposed to Maisaderos, for Malkus and Misa. So even if I say they're all Shem Echav, the Korban, but they're still different Maisaderos, that's Cholikol Echav Yechav. Again, that distinction possibly goes in both directions, according to different Mishon. Then, of course, the Maskana, when we say Chilik Chatos, but we don't say the Yom Tov, so if the distinction is not between Yom Tov and Shabbos, which is my preference, but it is between, and it's not just the Gzeres HaKasuv, like in the Chaskino, but like some is shown in the sound in Makos, it's a distinction between Korban and either Misa or Malkus, if that's a distinction. So again, it works in a parallel, maybe opposite application, but parallel way to this. Say chiluk chatos, maybe different shemos, different shkogos, right? I'd say different shemos even. But when it comes to the mezid, that depends on the maisave. Possible. So then again, we could explain that that phenomenon.
Misa or
sorry, misdirection? You mean?
Shabbos has Misa or Shabbos has...
Then I think they're different formulations. Some say some emphasize Misa, some emphasize Malkus.
Rabbi's not talking about Misa and Malkus.
No, I'm trying to explain the Chiluk Chatos is a din not in Shabbos versus Yom Tov, it's a din in Korbanos as opposed to Malkios.
Right, but they would only work if the Rishonim emphasize Kares as opposed to Misa by Shabbos.
No, why can't you say they're explaining the difference between the Yom Ein Chiluk belongs to the Yom Tov, Yesh Chiluk belongs to Shabbos, because Yom Tov it's about Malkus. There's no Chiluk when it comes to Malkus. When it comes to Shabbos, which is about Korbanos, so it's not a distinction between Shabbos and Yom Tov, it's a distinction between Korbanos and between Shogeg and Nezid, between Korban and Malkus. What was the problem with that?
I thought somebody showed me
that's another problem. I'm saying some say Misa of Shabbos makes it more chamor. Some say no because it's about on the contrary, it's because about Korbanos as opposed to Malkus.
Yes, really saying within Korbanos as opposed to Malkus.
Yeah,
Korbanos
as opposed
to Malkus.
Okay. Didn't I say that?
I thought it was Misa, but
no, I didn't mean this. I meant to contrast. That's the whole point. To contrast. Shkogos Korbanos and Mezid Malkus. Okay. This also we had also when we talked about Guf Mechlokin on two levels, but again in opposite directions. So we had Guf Mechlokin. So we pointed out that the Gemara all of a sudden needs a separate limud for Shivcha Charufa. Tosis and Krisis Naftez ask the question, why? We know the halakha of Guf Mechlokin already, right? So the answer that we gave, and some achronim say it, is, well, Shifa Harufa is Chayiv V'Bezin U'Beshogeg. So we thought that when it comes to Chiluk Shkogos, there it's a little interesting, because there it's Korban, and the Korban Shifa Harufa. But it's not, but there it's not the factor of Halamos or Shkogos. Until now we made the distinction, we weren't sure what it is, between Korbanos and Malkus. It's not clear whether or not it's, because of the halamos or because of the mechayiv of korban itself. In Shiv Charufa, it's not shkogos, but it is korbanos. So it's just interesting that possibly you need a different limud. The rules of chiluk are different. When, in other words, It is karma, but this karma depends on my sadera. So splitting my saderas is different than splitting shkagos. We also have the opposite of that in Rabbi Kinegar's question. Rabbi Kinegar asked, this is just chazara. Rabbi Kinegar, the Mishnah asked, according to the Rambam, how come Osav Yezbino appears to be Guf and Mechlaken, even though it's in animals? Rambam doesn't believe in Guf and Mechlaken in animals. Right? So that's an interesting question. So the Ar Sameach I mentioned at the time, I suggested a different answer. But the Ar Sameach has one suggestion in which he says, well, the difference really is between Malkus and Korban. And here's in the other direction. In other words, when it comes to Korbanos, so in animals there's no Gufin. But when it comes to Malkus, even in animals there's Gufin. See, what you might explain there, though, if you want to link it up to what I said also a little bit, is that when it comes to Gufin in Malkus, so it's just a question of the Maisa Avera. So in animals, every Maisa Avera is also separate Maisa Avera. But when it comes to Korbanos, so it has to be different, not Shemos, because we're talking about Gufin, but if you recall, my idea in Gufin was that it's Mechaivim, different Mechaivim. Mechaivim are like Shemos. They're like, you know, one notch down from Shemos. So the point is, if you hold like an Arsameach, if that's the Chilah, that it's easier to say Gufim when all you're interested in is Chiluk Maisim. It's harder to say Gufim in animals, in Behema, when you're talking about Mechaivim. The difference is that Korbanos require Mechaivim, Malkios require Maisim. Having said that, just to bring your attention, like two other cases quickly. That will stop. The Minchas Chinuch. Can you be mitzarif? We discussed today that you mentioned the Minchas Chinuch again. Can you be mitzarif l'shir between two malachos on Shigas Shabbos? And what about, already, if you're going to say that, maybe even Shigas Malacha. What about being mitzarif l'shir, the Avnezer's question, from one Shabbos to another Shabbos? Chatzishir one Shabbos, Chatzishir the next Shabbos. Right, partially, that might be what the Gemara Krisis is talking about. Right, the Shabbos of Chatzishir. Okay. So the Minchas Chinuch discusses this question and assumes as a Dover Pasha, assumes that it's more obvious that you would be Mitzarev Malacha across two Shabbosos for Mezid and Chiyuv Nisa than you would for Chatas. To combine two Malachas across two Shabbosos, the Shir Echad, for Mezid is easier than for Korban. That, again, that's in the pattern, I guess, of the Ramban and some of the other things that we've seen. The Nori Yehuda thinks that you can't do it for Mezid either. He doesn't understand why it's so obvious. But more than that, just to note, the Sfas Emes in Croesus says exactly the opposite. He thinks it's more obvious that you can combine across two Shabbosos, Bishkaga, than you could amaze it. So there are those who say it's the same and you can do it, the same and you can't do it, or there are those who are mechalik, and there are some who are mechalik, like the Minchas Chinuch, it's easier to be mitzarit amaze it, and some are mechalik and say it's easier to be mitzarit b'shoreh. So again, I think it depends very much on the issues that we've been discussing. If the difference between Mezid and Shogeg is Maisa Vera versus Halamos or Shkagos, or the distinction is Maisa Vera versus Shemos Iser, so there's room to understand all these Shitas. Okay. You can fill in the blanks, but there's room to understand it in all directions, basically. Right, when it comes to Korbanos, right, there's the Kula side and the Kumra side. From a Halamos point of view, you'd say one thing. From a Mechaivin, Shemos point of view, right, you might say something else. But Mezid, maybe Mezid just depends on the Maisa Avera, which makes it either better or worse, depending on what you're comparing it to. And of course, in connection to this, one should bring up again the Yerushalmi, we discussed in the Sugya of Mundlas or Yochanan Reish Lakish. Right, maybe the Rabbi Yochanan thinks, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Malkus and Karis can exist together. right? When you have shingas kares v'zado lav. But maybe what that shows, maybe that's what the Ramban has in mind, is that the lav always dictates for malchus, even though the shame is what dictates for kavanos. And finally, just to mention, Shitas Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon and Makos, this is a very famous Shita. He holds that Kol Shehu L'Malkus. You only need a shear for a karba. Right? So again, it's possible to explain that as a Maisa Beira, even without a shear, but if you come up the shame, the Heftza, right, and so on, that always requires a shear shalak. So again, the distinction between Mazid and Shogeg, between Karban and Malkus, might be explained that way. And one other issue to explore, that is the issue of Lav Shei Yesh For Ein B'Maisa. Lav Shei Yesh For Maisa is required for Malkus and for Karban. But, with regard to both, there's some question how to define a Lav Shei Yesh For Maisa. And I think it's at least possible that on that issue we might be Mechalek between Karban and Malkus. There might be some evidence of it. Namely, the question is, when you're trying to define something as Lav Shei Yesh For Maisa, does it depend on the Kiyum Ha'aveira, how you violate it? Or does it depend on the nature of the Issa? In both directions. Sometimes there's an Aveira which is inherently an Aveira Shel Maisa, but you can figure out a tricky way to do it to B'Shem Baal Pasa. Is that called, you did it B'li Maisa, but it's a Aveira Shel Yesh For Maisa. Sometimes they have the opposite. You always have to violate the Maisa, but the Maisa is beside the point. It's just a shiur in Machshava, which is the real problem. And the big issue, let's say you can testify, by grunting. Right, that's the way some Shaman said the Sugin Sanhedrin Samache. Right, so it's basically a Dibur, a Maisa, but you can get away without pronouncing those letters. So the point is, how do you find Lav Shei Yesh For Maisa? It's relevant to both. But some Rishonim seem to suggest the distinction in this issue Gufa between Karbonos and Malkus. So again, if the role of the Maisa, the role of Maisa Vera or something more, Chatzah Shalisa or Shein Isa, is just different in Shkaga, in the Nezid, in Malkus, and in Karbon, then how you define Lav Shei Yesh For Maisa and B'Maisa, even though it's a requirement in both, might be there. Okay, so this is our food for thought. That's in terms of the tziruf, the relationship between chiluk karbanos and tziruf l'shir, and in terms of the min echad and the shnei minim, essentially the makoros that I gave you. What remains to be done is, as I said, we have to have a little bit of a discussion over the Yochanan Reish Lakish and Asham Shifcha Charufa, but we'll try to go through that very rapidly. And then a little discussion on Avodah Mi'avah Mi'ira. Go through that quickly too, and then a more extensive discussion of Masasim. So I wish you all a good week and a half, or whatever it is, or almost 2 weeks, and learn well, and hopefully we'll move quickly when we come back.